everyone. Radical Russ here on the expo floor of the Marijuana Business Conference in Orlando, Florida. And I've reached the desk of United for Care, which is the organization People United for Medical Marijuana, trying to get Amendment 2 passed here. And tell folks your name and a little bit about the amendment.
Well, we're Amendment Number 2. We're on the November 2016 ballot, and we believe that the patients in Florida deserve access to medical marijuana. So that's what we're trying to do. We had the same vote in 2014. We got 58%, but in Florida you need 60. So we're coming at it back again to hit 60 this year.
Fantastic. What changes have been made from 2014 to 2016 to try to get that extra 2%?
We've made a couple clarifications on what our opposition last time pointed out as quote-unquote loopholes. So we require patients under the age of 18 to have written parental consent. We added epilepsy and PTSD as specific qualifying conditions. And we clarified that any doctors that abuse the system will be held accountable for that.
Oh, all right. So in what way do we determine abuse of the system?
That would be up to the Florida law enforcement. But I think any doctor that is prescribing medical marijuana to patients that have debilitating conditions would be qualifying under Amendment 2.
That's excellent news. So we need a 60% vote coming up here in November to get medical marijuana passed in the state of Florida. Last time, your opposition raised $5 million or so to go against this. I've heard they're trying to raise $10 million this year. What's the fundraising looking like on your side?
Well, we're backed by John Morgan. We wouldn't be here without him. But we're also backed by over 7,000 individual donors, and the donations are coming in every single day, and they are fueling not only our grassroots field effort, but a large media campaign to fight our opposition, which say they're going to try and raise $10 million this year.
Wow. All right. So some of our listeners out there might want to be one of your individual donors. Tell them how they can do that.
They can go to unitedforcare.org, which is our website. On the homepage, you can click contribute. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and spread the word that we are on the ballot and we need everybody to vote yes on Amendment 2.
And I would imagine you're also buoyed by the prospect that it's a presidential election year and you'll get greater turnout, perhaps.
Oh, absolutely. The greater the turnout, the better Amendment 2 will do. We received 58% support in a very, very low turnout election that was filled with conservative voters. The higher turnout for a presidential year will without a doubt help us.
All right. So Raymer McGuire with United for Care. Check them out at United F-O-R Care. You got to spell it all out. UnitedForCare.org. Make a donation a day and let's add Florida to that list of ever-growing medical marijuana states. Raymer, thanks for your time.
Thank you.